Gavin, as always, you're welcome along to the Score program in Highland.
Thanks, Oisin.
Yeah, well, listen, before we start talking about your game coming up this weekend, because you are playing Bray Wanderers in the FAI Senior Cup. We'll also mention the Harps match against Kilbarrick. You now have a direction and which way the club is going to be playing its football next year. Intermediate level football in the Northwest is gone. Ulster Senior League's gone. There was no solution to keep intermediate football. And from Cock Hill's point of view, you're now dropping down to the junior leagues. You're going to play in the Premier Division of the Inishowen League. How is that sitting with you today, Gavin?
Look, it's accepted at this point. The Ulster Senior League, the way it was the last maybe 2-3 years, was struggling. It was the honest last legs. It needed intervention. It needed the leagues and the football people in the county to come together to try and save intermediate football or that level, I suppose. The major disappointment for me was it was let go so far and let go. Now, in terms of the Ulster Senior League being let go at this point, I think it's probably the right thing to do. And I think that ourselves and Bonagies and stuff like that and Letterkenny's are dropping down into junior football for the simple reason there's nowhere else to play. There's nowhere else to go. I do believe, and with various meetings with the FAA and stuff, that the FAA have a long-term plan to create pyramids and structures on football that aren't there. And hopefully in 12 months' time or in 6 months' time, we know exactly what that pathway is. And in 12 months' time, they'll be introducing it. And that's the sort of hope, you know, because, look, there's a level of footballers in the county that should be testing themselves and pushing themselves to the best level they can. Obviously, at the minute, that's Inishowen and Donegal League is the best that we can probably go to. So, look, we have to do that and we have to embrace it. And hopefully we'll add to it. And I do believe us going to Inishowen League will add to the league itself. And up the standards a bit as well, which can only be good for Inishowen football. But in terms of Cock Hill as a club, I think long term they do have to be looking at a bigger picture and speaking to the FAA and talking to them that they feel the same for Cock Hill as a club, that the possibility of maybe moving up to a third tier or something if it's introduced is a realistic goal.
After off the back of last year, Gavin, you're dropping down to intermediate football. Have you managed to keep the core of your squad, or have you managed to keep everybody at Cock Hill?
Well, look, that's the question I think everybody is asking, and I nearly get the feeling that everybody wants us to break up, wants the group to fail, wants the group to move on. But look, thankfully, it's not happened. Every single player we have is still there. And there was no real issues with that. From an outside point of view, we've a real camaraderie and we went through a lot last couple of years as a group, and the dressing room is fantastic. The players understand that they're playing in a proper team and a proper football club, and the players want to be there. They love it there. The training's good. Obviously, the success we have on the pitch is shown in that, and it's probably a better pill to swallow for them players that they don't get another chance at. Well, I'm not ruling it out, because the FAA have actually invited us to play in the Intermediate Cup this year if we want to. We haven't decided that ourselves, but I'd say more than likely we'll play in the FAA Junior Cup. But like, again, to go from being one of the strongest intermediate teams and clubs in the country, if not the strongest, to be being forced and they drop on a level for that group of players, it's harsh. Like, and it's tough. It's a tough one to take for them. It's a tough one to take for myself, you know. But it is the reality. So I think going forward over the next 12 months, I think we need to enjoy our football and go and play different teams. And as well as that, we're going into a league where it's well run, and the fixtures are set out. You know, and for 2-3 month periods at a time, we know where we're at. We know where we're going. We know what we need to do, which is the part I'm looking forward to be honest, because we had spells where we had a few weeks at a time without games, and that's not good for players neither, you know. So that's the real positive. Plus, we have a lot of derby matches in the show, and teams will be really, really wanting to get a go at us, I would say, and test themselves against us as well.
But there's a reality with that, Gavin, because, like, you were one of the top sides on intermediate level in the country, and you're now dropping down to junior football, and you have a group of players that have played at a higher standard of football. And this is with no disrespect to any of the teams that are in the NSHOWN Premier Division. There might only be one or two that's able to put it up to you in that competition.
Yeah, look, I probably agree with that. I think the most of the teams in the National League want to see this group of players coming. But look, it's not our fault. We've tried everything to try and stay up a level, and if we had somewhere else and an opportunity to even go to another level or somewhere jurisdiction, we probably would have explored that. But at this point in time, the NSHOWN League is our best option. And for the players themselves, they just have to sort of try and keep their standards. We're going to do everything we can off the pitch to keep the level the way it is. And I think the players so far in training and pre-season have been very good. And I think they genuinely want to keep the standards up as well. Now, in the long term, I wouldn't expect this club or these group of players to stay in junior football for the rest of their careers or anything like that. But you know, I'm hoping it's just a 12-month period that we have to do it and see what happens after that.
Are they holding out for the 12 months to see what the next step is going to be?
Well, no, I would think so. As say, a lot of the players are, but look, the options are limited. Look, we've instituted in Derrickview, who are at championship level in the north, and to be perfectly honest, our first team squads is every bit as strong as theirs. We played them both in preseason friendlies and beat them both. It's on the players' doorstep. They're not going to make a lot of money elsewhere if they travel a lot. You know, bar a Finn Harps coming in and the players can commit to that and the full-time training and stuff like that, or a Derry City or Coleraine. No, I feel sorry for the players because there isn't a hell of a lot of options in the Northwest for them, which is real. It's a real pity. So, like, probably in their eyes at the minute, like, we probably are still their best option and their best way of enjoying and having success on the pitch and off the pitch as well.
Yeah.
You know,
you've added a few, have you, in the close season? You've added one or two of you?
We've kept everybody. We obviously lost Adam McCarron to the tail end of last season. He went to Australia. So he missed the end of the season. But we've kept every single player from last season. We've added Kieran Gallagher, former Harps keeper, brilliant signing for us. Harry actually hurt his knee a few weeks ago, so we're panicking a bit. But Kieran, look, well, one phone call to him and he was on board, and his attitude has been first class this last week or so since he came in. So he's in, and a young lad, Jack Mullen, who caught my eye with Harps a few years ago. He played last year with him at Mullen in the National League, and he looks lively and he's done quite well. There's a couple of other young lads in the training coming up from the youth setup, Connor Graham, Oisin Crawford. We'll be in around the first team squad this year, and Keely McColgan's obviously available from now till suppose the Donegal setup starts again in December. So we've added good players to what we have. At the minute, we have Harry, who's injured, Adam Duffy, and Paddy Slevin, who are both long term injuries from last season. But all in that, we have a full clean bill of health for the weekend.
Yep. You're listening off players there, Gavin, and if you were preparing for an intermediate season, it would be a seriously strong squad, so it would. But
it is, absolutely. We have 22 players on our first team panel, and to be honest, you could put out any one of the 22 and there is a like for each other. Their attitudes are first class. They're training and the way they look after themselves, first class. And look, I expect that to continue with them. I'm not gonna, because we're going to so-called junior football or whatever, that the boys can take their foot off the gas. I don't believe they should. I don't believe they need to. I think if they keep doing their things right and keeping their standards high, they'll enjoy it more than dropping their standards. But look, that's the acid test. Come, you know, 4 or 5 months down the line, we need to be keeping our standards high and pushing ourselves, because look, there's a lot of competitions to play in, a lot of competitions that I haven't been involved in myself ever. You know, so again, you'll go out to try and win them and win everything if you possibly can. That's the motivation there.
Yeah. And the other side of it, you mentioned it already, listen, with these guys coming in and having such a strong squad, the other sides are obviously looking around and going, listen, we need to improve ourselves too if we want to sort of half compete here.
Absolutely. Look, I have no doubt. Look, there'll be teams will compete with us. Absolutely. Like we played Buncrana and Greencastle last season, and then the Ulster Senior Cup, and they were two brilliant games, and they were two brilliant crowds. Like, so them types of fixtures are starting to look forward to, like, because like we have good crowds going to our games this last 6 months or so, and I expect that to continue. Like, no, a derby with Buncrana Hearts has been missed, you know, so we possibly will have three or four of them next season, which is fantastic for the area because they did such a great season last season as well. We played that Greencastle team in the final, and they're very good players. So they have Alia, obviously, have always a good pedigree as well. Glengad, you know, we're looking forward to it in a different way. You know what I mean? Obviously, them teams coming to Cock Hull will be apprehensive, but at the same time, you would like to think they'll embrace it and come with the right attitudes to give it a proper go.
Yeah. Well, listen, Gavin, you're on the score tonight. Look forward to a match this coming weekend. Bray Wanderers, first division in the League of Ireland, are heading to the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground. It's a big game for the club.
Yeah, huge game for the club. Look, we've been extremely lucky over the last 10 or 12 years. The amount of, like, I think this is our 15th game against senior opposition, our League of Ireland opposition, between the League Cups and FAI Senior Cup. So it's fantastic for the club, fantastic for the group of players, and look, we're expecting a big crowd and like a real good test for us on Saturday.
Can you win this game on Saturday?
We can. Of course we can. It'll be very, very difficult. It'll take an unbelievable amount of luck and things to go our way. But look, it's a game of football, and look, over 90 minutes, most teams can beat anybody. You know, Bray are a good side. They're strong. They've pedigree in the League of Ireland, a lot of experienced players, but at the same time, they're not really setting the world alight. So you never know. Like, we played UCD away at this stage last year, and UCD were excellent on the day and really, really good. I don't think Bray are as good as that side, but at the same time, you know, they're expected to win. But look, we're going to give it a proper go and see where it takes us. Like,
yeah. What's Cock Hill's history been like in the Senior Cup? You did beat Galway, didn't you, at one time in a League Cup?
They beat Galway in the League Cup, yeah. Must be 11, 12 years ago now. We lost a few times, odd goals. So we lost 2-1 to Harps and 3-2 to Harps. We lost 4-3 to Drogheda. We lost 1-0 twice away to Longford. We lost 1-0 away to Galway in a League Cup. Limerick, we played Limerick at home. They beat us 2-0. And we played Longford at home. They beat us 2-1 at this stage of the FAI Senior Cup. And then we lost 3-0, which was our heaviest defeat away to UCD last season. You know, so we've been in there or thereabouts games, but that's the way it is against League of Ireland opposition. Look, you'll be in a game, it'll be tight, it'll be thingy, but no, they pick you off and they pick their moments and get their goals, and they're very hard to peg back in then, you know. So
yeah,
that's the way the games have
and
really
you
went.
You have everybody available to take it?
Everybody available bar Harry, Adam Duffy and Paddy Slevin, a full squad always.
Okay, and you'll take a 1-0? Listen, there's another game involving the Northwest side this weekend as well. Finn Harps. Did you watch them last week, Gavin? Because it's been all changed around Finn Park. Wholesale changes by the manager, but things are starting to look up again for them.
Yeah, I watched them against Bray, and then I watched the game up against Cove last week, which was a fantastic result. They look a bit of a different animal. They look like they're a lot more physical and stronger and better shape about them, and obviously, they conceded 3 goals last week, but they always were looking like they could win the game or going to win the game. And I felt against Bray, they shaded it. They were the better side as well. So, look, it's looking a lot more positive than it was for the first half of the season. Obviously, bringing 9 players in a transfer window was a big, big statement, you know. But it looks like all the players they brought in was a bit more experienced and a bit more nice, you know, which they probably were missing. And obviously, Dave felt that he needed them because they've all went straight into the team. Yeah. There was no wholesale changes. So I don't know what that says for the rest of the squad players that were there at the start of the season, or they're moving a few on or whatever. But look, it looks a lot more positive at this point. And look, I would expect them to go.
They look
back.
Like they can score moving forward, which is good, Gavin. And
they do. They've a bit of pace there, and they look like a bit of ingenuity in midfield as well. You know, Flood's always obviously been amongst the goals recently and stuff like that. And young Sean O'Donnell got his goal, and Dixie got his goal the weekend. So, look, it's looking a hell of a lot more positive, for sure.
Yeah. Have you been talking to any of your Harps friends about Bray, have you?
I got a bit of information from a couple of people at Harps, and thankfully, and I got a video as well. So, look, thank them for that. Look, you get as much information. I've got plenty of information as well from a few other sources, and I've got as much as I need on them. You know, as much as you can use. But look, on the day will be the main thing. We'll set up as best we can, but it's how they perform on the day and how they do really would dictate the result more than anything.
Just back to the Harps game, Kilbarrack United are a Leinster Senior League side. What sort of opposition are they going to be for Harps on Friday?
They'll be tough enough. Kilbarrack have just got promoted from the Division 1 down there, so they're in the Premier Division. So, look, any time we've played any of the teams from Dublin, look, it's tough. They're good players. They're full of good players. Full of players that probably a mix of ex-League of Ireland players and some players that probably should be there but can't commit for various reasons. So they'll be good, but look, again, there's a huge advantage for Harps, the fact that they're in mid-season and Kilbarrack are probably only back training a couple of weeks, maybe one or two friendlies. So that should alone be enough for Harps to get the result. But at the same time, I think a cup run would do Harps well, and I think they'll go quite strong and try and win the game and move on, because it'd be really disappointing if they didn't beat Kilbarrack on Sunday.
Yeah, you would expect them to have too much. Listen, a Harps Cup run would be good. A Cock Hill Cup run would be good as well, Gavin.
Meet each other in all the latter rounds would be nice, wouldn't it?
Listen, the best of luck on Saturday. We'll be talking to you after the game on Saturday. Myself and Keith Counter heading down that way. We're going to give a bit of coverage from the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully you get the result, Gavin.
Good man. Thanks very much, Jason. Thank you.